So yes, so I present myself. I'm Pierre Aumont. I'm here for the first time to FOSS DEM, so I'm really happy to share our work in the lab. I'm working in a lab. It's a mixed unit research. The name is UMRAE. It's about environmental acoustics. And it's mixed unit research because we are between two institutes, Université Gustave Eiffel and CEREMA. I will present you specifically one tool, which is noise modeling, because I'm the main facilitator of the tool and one of the main developers. But I also want to speak more generally about open source in the lab, in the team, and also about all the ecosystem around this noise modeling tool. So I know that acoustics, is especially environmental noise, is quite a niche subject, so I have two or three slides to speak about just environmental noise, of course. So why noise matter? In Europe, we consider that 20% of the people live in areas where noise levels are considered harmful to health. If we take the threshold of the World Health Organization, it's more or less 20 million of people declaring that they have high annoyance. The sleep disturbance is really high with 6 million people that probably have sleep disturbance considering our models. And there is also direct link with air disease, for example, because it generates stress problem when you sleep, and it generates then air disease. It's more or less 50,000 air disease in Europe directly linked to noise, and premature mortality and cognitive impairment in children. So this is health issue, which now are really well known. But also in the late 80s, Stefan and Rachel Kaplan popularized the concept of attention restoration theory. Basically, they say that spending time in natural environment helps to restore depleted cognitive resources. And natural environments are not just silent places. It's also where natural soundscapes are important and should be preserved. A last way to see the problem is noise is not only harmful for humans, but also for nature. It can make it harder for animals to communicate, find food, survive. There is now really clear evidence that some birds, for example, for the same species, if they live in rural area or if they live in urban areas, they change the way to sing. They will sing maybe higher to go over the in frequency, to have higher pitch and to go over the noise or the traffic, or they sing louder, or they sing sooner before the traffic peak at the morning, or more frequently. So this is clear evidence for some species, and we have the same for a lot of different animals. So this was the general idea about environmental noise issues. And of course, as researchers, we need tools and data to study this. And we need open tools and open data, because I'm here in FOSS DEM, you know why. Okay. So in the lab, we decide to take this problem with a platform. Now we call it a platform, which is a Noise Planet platform. It begins between a collaboration between two labs, one geomatic lab, a GIS expert, LabStick, and our lab about acoustic, environmental acoustics. Basically, the idea to propose new tools based on scientific research for environmental noise assessment. The idea behind was public money equal public code, as we can see here a lot in the FOSS DEM open science. And of course, black boxes, private software, prevent efficient, transparent, reproducible research. It began in 2008. It was the first founder of the platform, the idea, I will say. And the two main guys were Judicael Picot, the acoustician, director of the lab now, and Erwan Bocher on the right side, that was a really forced enthusiast, is still a really forced enthusiast. I say was because he went a little bit away from the team. I will come back about this because he focused on climate change studies, but still really close to us. And they began to work together with this tool. We now have three tools, noise modeling, which is a software to do noise maps, noise capture, which is an Android application to do crowdsourcing, mobile measurements. And the last one now, it's Ono sensor, which is sensors, like fixed sensors that you can put with the hardware and the software part of the sensor. Basically, the organization of the Noise Planet thing, I call it platform because it's website, but it's a little bit more than that, There is like official organization which is inspired by foundation structure, because we had a foundation in the university, the idea is to have a chair inside and so on. But this foundation idea is a little bit in standby. The tools run finally separately. They have separate funding, separate research projects and so on. But the devs are shared across the project, because inside the lab, we have two devs. The lab is more or less 50 people. And researcher and software engineer can work on one tool on the other one independently. So now I will do a short focus on noise capture, which is one of these two main tools. So noise capture began in 2017, more or less. It's an Android application. The idea at the beginning was to dedicate this application for the experts,